Hi, I'm Thesia Ellis, and welcome to this Grandma's Life podcast. As you can see in the background, I've got Candy, I'm leaning the wrong way, Candy sleeping on the bed. I've got Beethoven in the other room. It's raining outside. It's really raining. So they didn't want to be out. And there's a little bit of thunder and lightning too. So my livestock guardian dogs, especially Beethoven, the big one, he does not like thunder and lightning. So this is January 18, 2023, and this is episode 15, and I'm going to call it Sydney the Cat, and we will get into that here in a few minutes. My quote of the day, I think, is something I needed to hear today. It's been the last couple of days have been kind of interesting, so I kind of needed a little bit of an encouragement. This quote of the day is, "The life that conquers is a life that moves with a steady resolution and persistence toward a predetermined goal. Those who succeed are those who have thoroughly learned the immense importance of plan in life and the tragic brevity of time." And that's a little bit long. And that's by W.J. Davison. So it takes a little bit to absorb it. So I'm going to say it one more time to help us to absorb what W.J. Davison is saying here. The life that conquers is a life that moves with a steady resolution and persistence toward a predetermined goal. Those who succeed are those who have thoroughly learned the immense importance of plan in life and the tragic brevity of time. So, yep, that one kind of hit home with me today. That's the reason I was wanted to use that for my quote of the day. Farm happenings. Well, like I said, it's raining, and I don't know how much I've got. I usually check the rain gauge about 7 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 when I'm doing chores, but it was still raining pretty good. And I thought I'll just wait till the rain event is over for the day and then I will check it. But I bet we may have gotten an inch already today. I don't know. I could be lying. So it's been raining pretty good one way or another. But the weather honestly has been pretty decent for the last few days. We've been staying above freezing at night. If it does get down to freezing, it's only got like 28, something like that. So it hasn't been bad. We hit nearly 70 a couple of days ago. It's been the low to mid 60s for probably about a week. So can't beat that for January, I don't believe. This is part of the farm happenings. This is kind of a crazy thing. I had a crazy hen. I don't know what was wrong with her. She was obviously molting, but she kept molting for a long time and stuff. And she was, when I was going out and feeding her, you know, all the birds are a little bit aggressive, but she was aggressive. And so I tried to make sure she had enough food and everything, but she was just kind of crazy. She would run around and then lay down and then get back up and run around and jump. And I did finally find her dead in the chicken coop a couple of days ago. I do not know what was wrong with her, but I, at the same time, I'm kind of glad she's out of her misery because you could tell she was not a happy hen. So yeah, that's kind of it for the farm happenings. Rain, dead hen, and the weather was pretty nice. My three things, and I'm going to tell you right up front, I've already messed up for my three things for the day. I was supposed to go to the toning cardio class at the gym, and I did not. It was raining. I'm struggling with attitude, and I thought, you know what? I'm not worthy to be out in public, so I'm just going to stay home. Number two was this Grandma's Life podcast. I am doing it now. And then tonight, see, I usually don't record a podcast on Wednesday, but on Wednesday nights, I get to help with the youth at our church. And for a long time, for a few years, I would go to the women's group. We have a women's class on Wednesday night, and I needed that because I was going through a lot of stuff and a lot of anger and all kinds of everything. And when we were doing Bible study and everything too, but when you are kind of attitudinal like I am, you'll read a scripture and it tells you something. You go, wait a minute, you know, because I'm one of those that question things and stuff. And these ladies have loved me through a whole lot. And I've come and gone in that class. I left for a little while after one of the lessons, you know, because we did like 6-8 week lesson plans, And I worked in the kitchen for a while. And then when COVID happened, nobody worked in the kitchen for a while. And so I went back to class and I liked the classes, but I've got a 16-year-old granddaughter. And they go to the, she goes to the youth at night. And we've actually got a pretty, as small as our church is, we've got a pretty good youth group. And they needed some volunteers, and I decided I would try to volunteer. I had to go, I had to see how it went, because sometimes when you are the adult with a kid there, it kind of, you know, sometimes the kid can be a pain, because she was one time years ago when I was trying to teach Sunday school. She challenged me and oddly challenged me hard. She's a good kid, but she challenged me hard that day. And I thought, okay, maybe she doesn't want me to be part of her, be her Sunday school teacher. But I cleared it with her before I decided to volunteer for the youth, and I'm loving it. I love it. I mean, I'm at the basketball games, I'm at the football games, I'm doing all this stuff. So I get to see, I'm learning these kids up front, and I'm really enjoying it. And they're good kids. They're just really good kids, and I really enjoyed it. The youth pastor, he puts up with me pretty good too, because we have games and like I'm in the middle. Oh, we're gonna play a game. All right, I'm in it too. So I'm playing games and acting like a teenager, I guess. So it's just kind of weird how that works out. But I'm loving it. That's what I'm gonna be doing tonight. That was the third thing of my three things. What I'm reading, I'm still, excuse me, I'm still reading Atomic Habits by James Clear. And the last time I talked to you about this, I was telling you I was saving one for this time, and I want, this is what I want to read to you this time. This kind of strikes home with me, because my whole life I worked and worked and worked and worked and didn't have anything to show for it necessarily a lot of times. And that's kind of what I'm doing now. You know, I'm working at videos, I'm working at podcasts, I'm working at the farm, we're working all over the place. And sometimes I have to stop to see if there's even any progress, and it does get discouraging occasionally. So on page 20 and 21, I want to read to you, it says what progress is really like. Imagine that you have an ice cube sitting on the table in front of you. The room is cold and you can see your breath. It's currently 25 degrees. Ever so slowly, the room begins to heat up. 26 degrees, 27, 28. The ice cube is still on the table in front of you. 29 degrees, 30, 31. Still, nothing has happened. Then, 32 degrees, the ice begins to melt. A 1 degree shift, seemingly no different from the temperature increase before it, has unlocked a huge change. Breakthrough moments are often the result of many previous actions, which build up to the potential required to unleash a major change. Similarly, habits often appear to make no difference until you cross a critical threshold and unlock a new level of performance. You expect to make progress in a linear fashion, and it's frustrating how ineffective changes can seem during the first days, weeks, and even months. In years, some of us, it doesn't feel like you're going anywhere. It's a half mark of compounding process. The most powerful outcomes are delayed. Complaining about not achieving, excuse me, complaining about not achieving success despite working hard is like complaining about ice cubes not melting when you heated it from 25 to 31 degrees. Your work was not wasted, it's just being stored. All action happens at 32 degrees. That was powerful to me. I probably needed, I mean, because you can tell you like you said, you think that it's linear. You put the time in, you put the effort in, and you're still not seeing success, and you're and you know, there are times you go, do I, and sometimes you do need to change course. You always need to evaluate what you're doing and how you're doing it and stuff. But you don't want to give up. Regardless of what you do, you don't want to give up, because it could be that you're just making your progress from 28 degrees to 29 degrees, and you just need to go a little bit further to go from that 31 degree to the 32 degree mark. So I found that powerful. I found that helpful and inspiring, honestly. And That was, and I, so yeah, it worked for me. I was glad I was reading that. I'm enjoying that book on, for the most part, and I was glad to have that. Okay. What's on my mind? Oh, I last time I talked to you, I was supposed to be going, I was preparing to do a talk at the Mace County or Mace County Homesteading ladies. And that was pretty cool. I enjoyed going there. It was kind of cool too, because I didn't know anybody. So you always feel a little bit apprehensive when so you're showing up, you're going to do a talk for about a subject that you're pretty sure you know what you're talking about, but you haven't done it in a couple of years or more. And so I don't know. It was, and you're around some people that you don't know. But it was kind of cool because my one of my gym teachers was there. She showed up. I'm going, yay, I know somebody. And it was what was even more cool about that is one of her friends that she'd had for several years also showed up, and I got acquainted with her. And she only lives a couple miles from me, so we're probably going to try to hook up. And I think she says she has sheep and stuff. I don't know. She's got several things, so I'm going to try to get over there sometime soon and connect with her, and maybe even take my video camera over there and check out her farm. It's I don't know. So it worked out. Nobody moved me off the stage. Well, it wasn't a stage. I was just standing in front of some lady. But I tell you what, those ladies are doers. I was impressed. They talk about what they're doing, not what they were wanting to do. And I was really impressed with this group. And I'm looking forward to going back. In fact, I signed up to be a member. And so that's gonna be cool. I'm looking forward to being part of that group. And learning some more and making more connections and figuring out a few things that I want to have taken care of here, and I think those ladies can help me with that. So that was cool. I've been feeling overwhelmed the last couple of days. That's the reason I was crabby. Yesterday was a day. Yesterday was a fun day, and so I've been feeling a little bit overwhelmed, and so that's kind of another thing that's kind of been on my mind. And the reason is, and that's why we're going on to the main subject here, is Sydney the cat. Sydney, poor cat, didn't even have a name until yesterday morning. When I started working underneath this house, now okay, let's back up a little bit. We bought a old trailer house, well, 1998 trailer house. It's had a lot of damage, rodent, water, whatever. And we're in the process of trying to replace the bathroom. And oh, that's a whole nother story too. Oh my gosh. But we're not going to go down that road just quite yet. I had crawled up underneath the house and to work on the plumbing. Since we're not using the air conditioning heating system that was in here, because it was going to cost a lot more than what I was going to be able to pay to. And he said it was going to probably cost $8,000 to get it running, and then he couldn't really even guarantee that it was going to run. So I took a different route. But to work on the plumbing to get up underneath the bathroom, I cut away a section of the vent, and it's shredded on that end. So I mean, I just kind of took some tin snips and cut at it. So it's not like it's a real smooth cut. It's not like it's something that's easy to get in and out. But for a few weeks now, you can hear something literally going up the entire length of the house, because it's just one vent that goes down the length of the trailer house, and you can hear it. We teased, it sounded like a rat with a peg leg, thump, 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 you know. Well, it was a cat. And the cat had only been showing itself just a little bit recently, and it had found just a little bitty gap underneath my skirting and dug and made it where you can get up underneath there. And so we've known for a couple of weeks it was a cat. We've been concerned because it's been getting up underneath the house. And well, okay, I've got two huge dogs and another cat. We broke up a net. Well, we didn't break up. We observed an epic cat fight on our front porch a couple of weeks ago. So because I've got Mopar that lives in the barn, and he sometimes comes up on the front porch to eat a little bit something, not eat a little bit something, but to just to come visit and everything. And so they got into a fight. Beethoven chases the cat. Not to be mean, he wants to play. He wants to play with the cat. Well, the cat doesn't know that. And so this last weekend, we finally started pulling up the the flooring in this bathroom remodel, and oh my gosh, guys. Okay, so we knew, I knew that the floor underneath, there's some plywood that was holding up the toilet. And since I've been crawling up underneath the house, I knew that the floor underneath the house, underneath the subflooring underneath the plywood was pretty bad. It was pretty rotten. And I told Tom, it's rotten, it's bad. Well, he always thinks I'm exaggerating, even though I don't. I mean, I really don't. And so he finally started pulling up the plywood the other day, and there was a huge hole. I bet it was 2 foot by 3 foot underneath there. I don't know. That might be an exaggeration. I don't think it's too much though. 2 foot by 2 foot anyway. I don't know what was holding up. Well, I guess it was just the floor joist that was holding up the plywood because there was nothing underneath that. And so we had a hole, and then we started and we worked all day Saturday trying to get the old flooring up. And part of the reason it took all day is because Tom wanted to measure and plan and measure and think and measure and determine where we're going to do it, the plumbing and stuff. And I'm going, just tear it out. We'll figure it out. I wanted to get the old floor torn out. I wanted to get the new floor put in so I didn't have a hole in my floor. And guess what? It is Tuesday and I still have a hole in my floor. So, I mean, we've been putting, pieces of wood and stuff over it and carpet to close it up. But one way or another, I've got a huge, huge hole. I mean, it's like, oh, it's about 2/3 of the size of that bathroom in there, whatever that is. That's we pulled up some, we didn't get it all. So the cat that had been living underneath the house came up into the house, and he's actually a pretty nice little cat. Well, we thought it was a she because I couldn't find any testicles. And I'm thinking, oh crap, I don't want any kittens in there. So I made an appointment for the vet to take a, and they took them real fast. So yeah, you can come bring the cat in tomorrow. And I'm going, great. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't know how I'm going to catch a cat. Well, that really wasn't that hard either, because we had, all I did was uncover part of the hole yesterday morning, and he popped right up in there, and I caught him. And I told the girls, I said, put him in, and I told Tom, get me a good cage to put the cat into so I can take him, because I said I have to have a carrier or something to put the cat into to take him. And I didn't see it. I had a meeting the night before, and I didn't see what the deal was. So I caught the cat, took it to the girls. I said, put him in the cage so that we can take her in. I'm thinking it's a she at the time. Obviously, I'm having trouble with pronouns here. But ended up Tom found a cage. It didn't even have a bottom on it, so they were trying to put a bottom on it. So they found one. They put a bottom in the cage. Put the cat in it, and it proceeded to jump out the top. I'm thinking, oh crap. Okay, so fine. I had this cat wandering around in the car yesterday morning. I'm allergic to cats, and so I had this cat wandering around in the car. I dropped the girls off to school, took the cat to the vet, and they had to bring out a carrier because we can't allow cats to, you know how it is. So they brought out a carrier. Put him in there, and the cat pr did pretty good getting into the carry. The cat's been pretty mellow considering what it's been through in the last few days. But go check the cat in there. Went about my day. Noonish, the vet calls and says, Sydney is a boy. I'm going, really? And they said, yeah, and it's already been neutered. I'm thinking, oh, okay. So I felt terrible that I distressed this cat. I took him into the vet. They had to sedate him to find out that it was a boy, which I thought, what the heck? Okay, fine. So I had to pay for sedation and all that other stuff, and to find out that I had a cat that was already neutered, and he had a lot of fleas, and so I got him treated for fleas, got him a vet, got him a rabies shot and stuff. So I was crabby to pay $100 to find out that I had a cat that was already neutered. I said, I should be happy about it because at least I didn't have to worry about kittens underneath the house. But I don't know. I struggled. So then I thought, okay, still don't have a carrier because the cage didn't work. And so I was hoping that one of the girls would go with me. They didn't want to go with me. So now I've got this sedated cat that needed to come home. And I was stressed about that because I didn't know what I'm going to do with this cat while I'm driving. And I don't know if he's going to be sick. I don't know what happened. Well, I brought a box and took that with me. And of course, and then I'm asking guys, I don't need a cat. What can I do? And they're going, oh, I don't know. Because we live out in the country, the local shelter won't take cats and or anything else. You can't just say, hey, I've got a stray that's been neutered and rabies. They won't take it. So I'm stuck with this cat. That made me crabby. And so I got the cat, put him in the box, put him in the car, and he immediately pops out of the box and he's wandering around. Okay, that's great. But they give me instructions. Okay, he's been sedated, so don't let him eat, don't let him do this, let him rest for a while. Oh, heck no. I couldn't get him out of the car, couldn't figure out the dogs were there. They're not bad dogs, but the cat doesn't know that. And the first thing that happens is the cat jumps out of my arms and goes running off. So I'm thinking, well, heck, I guess he's in good condition. I'm hoping so. He was running like he was in good condition. So he had a rough day. I felt so bad because I had stressed this cat that had already been through all that crap. I mean, yeah, he probably got a rabies. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he was hungry when I started feeding him and everything. So, but I don't know if he's had a rabies shot. He obviously been neutered. So there's a possibility this poor cat has had like two rabies shots in here in the last just couple months. There's no telling. But I felt bad. I felt terrible, terrible, terrible. And yes, he's back underneath the house. Lovely. And then after all that, Tom keep for days, Tom's going, we don't need no cat. Don't want any cat. And I don't know what I'm going to do. What we're going to do with the cat? And then all of a sudden last night he goes, "Well, the cat's been pretty good about keeping the mice down underneath the house." I'm thinking, "Okay, so I guess Sydney is our new cat." I just don't get to see him very often, which is fine because when he came in the house, he was like all over and climbing on cabinets, and I don't do that. I don't do cabinets or cats on cabinets. I'm not a cat person either. There's a good cats. Both my cats are good cats. I'm allergic. I don't want to deal with them. All right, my story of the day. I started years ago to try to learn how to be a prepper and stuff. And one of the very minor things that I learned to do was when you go to the dentist, they always give you a little thing of dental floss and a toothbrush. And I'm thinking, well, I don't use that kind of toothbrush, but I say I've been saving them and saving them for a couple of years or more, I guess. And the toothpaste too works out real handy when, especially when you got kids and the kids want to come over. And if some little kid comes over and they forgot the toothbrush, you can just hand them a brand new one that's still in the package. And here's a little tube of toothpaste. If you don't like the toothpaste that we have, here's some here. And so that's worked out really good, because you're still getting there's, there were two or three of us getting a toothbrush twice a year. So, I'm getting, six toothbrushes a year, not using them, not needing them. So I had several toothbrushes and dental floss and toothpaste and stuff and in there. And then after we got custody of Kinsey, oh, a few months later, I got to going through some stuff, going through some of my preps, and I'm looking, I'm going, I had one toothbrush. And well, what the heck? Well, Kinsey had gone through a stage where she had some shoes that she liked, and once a week or so, she was using a toothbrush to scrub her shoes and not reusing them. She every time she wanted to scrub her shoes, she got a new toothbrush, and I didn't know it. So I finally told her, I said, okay, scrub your shoes, keep the same toothbrush. You used up my whole prep, so all my toothbrushes, and I do have more. I mean, toothbrushes are cheap, but kids don't understand prepping at all. In fact, it's kind of interesting because as I try to have they she's finally learned that I want to at least have one backup of everything. If you get into your backup of shampoo, let me know you get into your backup of shampoo so that I can have another one. And I've been doing that, oh my gosh, since the 80s, and I guess I didn't even know that's what prepping was back then. Because to me, there's nothing worse than being in the shower, run out of shampoo, and you don't have a backup, and it's 10 days till payday, So I've always had a backup of everything, and it's taken me a while to train her to do that. It's just kind of weird. And then, like, even now, if I have plenty of food in the house, part of it, and it might be because of the type of the life that she had before she came to live with us. You eat, you know, if there, I mean, she, and that was at first. When we first got her, she was pretty chunky because there's food, you eat while there was food. And that's terrible, but yeah. She eat while there was food, and then because there was a good chance that there might not be food for several days until she got some again. So yeah, prepping was kind of an interesting thing with learning with kids is kids don't seem to understand that you don't just waste food, you don't waste shampoo, you don't waste anything, toothbrushes. And so she's come around slowly. She is finally making sure that she lets me know she has a backup. But yeah. That's, I guess that's a training process. I don't know, but that's kind of my story for the day of how she just didn't understand prepping and toothbrushes, I guess. Okay. Income producing activity is a fold card as usual. And that is still, it's a pretty cool thing. Okay. Right now, Bitcoin is increasing in value, and that's kind of a good thing too. But, you know, if you think about it, even if you start stacking Satoshis now, while they're not that worth as much, when they go up, that $10 purchase that you made and the rebate you got on it for the Satoshis actually gets more valuable as the Satoshis go up. And even if it doesn't, it's still a little bit of something that and it. Once they stack up over time, you can actually, I think it's a month, you can withdraw them, turn it back to cash. So, the fold card is a prepaid debit card. And a lot of people, like I think Jack Spirko has set it up where he even pays most of his bills with it. And, you know, all your purchases for the day. And you can really stack up some Satoshis, which can add up to a lot of US dollars if that's what you choose to do with it. So it's pretty cool. And even if you don't, you can still withdraw it from Fold and put it into your own, the, you know, one of your cryptocurrency wallets. So think about doing the Fold card. I've got a link in the description below, and then and start stacking Satoshis and use it for whatever that you're spending money on. All right. That's all I got for today. I was real happy to get through this one today. Like I said, I don't know. I was so distressed yesterday over the cat thing. I don't ever want to torture animals. So yeah, that was a little rough. All right, where I can be found? Grandmashomestead.farm. That is my new website. I'm still thing. I have been so busy between basketball and all other stuff. Even if you go to my YouTube channel, Grandma's Homestead YouTube channel. The video that's uploading now is from nearly 3 weeks ago. So it is. That is what it is, as Brian Alexovich would say. So go ahead and go over to grandmashomestead.farm. I try to do blog posts and stuff, and I'm going to be doing some recipes. I'm going to be doing a lot more stuff over time. I've just got to spend the time to spend more time on it. And Grandma's Homestead YouTube channel, Farm Animal Life YouTube channel. That's it. I only put up videos on it occasionally. I put a camera in with one of my animals. Like the most recent one is when I first moved my breast chicks into the brooder shed. I stuck a camera in there with them, and so that's all it is. It's just a camera in with the animals. On Instagram, I'm under Thesia Ellis. TikTok is at Thesia Ellis. Facebook is Thesia V. Dayhoff Ellis, MeWe's Thesia Ellis, Twitter Thesia is at Thesia E, you know, some version of Grandma's Homestead or some version of Thesia. All right, guys, that's all I've got for today. I pray that everything's going well for you. Do what you can, move forward, even if you don't feel like it. Work toward moving forward and live. Live until you die, because this is all we've got. God bless, guys. I'll see you next time.